The Petroleum and Natural Gas Senior Staff Association and the National Union of Petroleum and Natural Gas Workers described a plan to sell off the Pipeline Products Marketing Company and the National Gas Company as a mistake that needs to be corrected. They also demanded the resignation of Irene Chigwe, the head of the Bureau of Public Enterprises, over her handling of previous privatization deals. Bureau of Public Enterprises spokesman Aniegbo Anichebe says the sale of the oil pipelines and gas companies scheduled for 2011 is in the best interest of the industry.
When you look at that sector, take the oil marketing companies when they were not privatized. Look at what is happening to them now that they are privatized. We sold some of them at 10 naira and the highest one was 20 naira per share. Now some of them are like 200 naira per share. And at least people are getting dividends.
The Nigerian government recently announced the restructuring of the oil and gas sector to make it more independent and profit-driven. Analysts say the sale of the two companies could lead to massive job losses. The government is yet to issue a response to the strike threat. But an oil worker strike could be devastating for the industry, which is struggling as a result of disruptions caused by militants in the oil-producing southern region. Last month, Nigeria's most prominent militant group, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, declared an oil war in the region and launched strings of attacks on oil industry targets. Daily oil production has been cut by about a quarter because of the attacks. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.